Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. We got a lot to get into in today's show. I don't know if you saw this or not, but yesterday, I guess 2 days ago now, Colin Cowherd was very mad at the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys for wearing his visor backwards.
You know, I don't like backward hats. What's worse is a backward visor. That's a two-win team. I'm taking away four wins. So when you sit in front of a podium, you're representing the Cowboys, you're representing Bank of America, you're representing a $12 billion corporation.
So this was a couple of days ago. Cowherd was very mad at Brian Schottenheimer for wearing a backward visor. And when Brian Schottenheimer started his press conference, he had a backward visor on, and then he turned it around and said, "My bad, Colin." So a little bit of back and forth. The Cowboys are still entertaining as always. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. But I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the AFC. I think there is, I guess, two major questions about the AFC. There is a big three between Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore. I think most people would agree that this is the case. Both of the questions are related to the big three. Question number one is it finally time for Buffalo or Baltimore? The Chiefs have dominated this conference. I mean, they've been to five of the last six Super Bowls coming out of the AFC. Buffalo hasn't been to one. Baltimore hasn't been to one. And the one Kansas City didn't go to, it was a feeling that Cincinnati had kind of skipped the line, so to speak, and they were the team that got to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. So is it finally the year for Baltimore or Buffalo? I think one of the beautiful things about this season is all three of those teams in the AFC play each other and play each other pretty early on in the season. I mean, Buffalo and Baltimore play each other the first game of the season. Baltimore and Kansas City play each other the fourth game of the season. The Chiefs play the Bills in week 9. So we get a chance in the first half of the season to see all three of the big dog teams in the AFC go up against each other. I think Buffalo's schedule is kind of built for them to be the one seed in the AFC playoffs this year. You have both Baltimore and Kansas City at home. You play in a slightly weaker division than the other two teams do as well. Buffalo needs to be a 13-14 win team and needs to be the team that hosts potentially the AFC championship game. So I think it's question number one in the AFC is, will either one of those two teams be able to finally get over the hump with Kansas City? We'll obviously see as the season progresses if that ends up happening. I think the other question in the AFC is there going to be any team that could potentially crash the party the way that Cincinnati did with those other teams? Now, I think it's about who could that possibly be. Do you think it could be Pittsburgh? Is it Cincinnati? Is Houston one of those teams? Is Jacksonville one of those teams? It pains me to say this, and I know how some of you are going to react and respond to this. I think that Denver is the most likely team to be able to jump up in that mix. I think Denver could have the best defense in the AFC this year. I think Denver played Kansas City as close and as tough as any team did last season, and I thought really matched up well against Kansas City. Now, I'm not counting the game at the end of the season where the Chiefs just didn't try and wave the white flag. But in the regular season, the Broncos played Kansas City pretty tough. Look like they were able to stand in the middle of the ring. Now, ultimately, they lost, so what does it matter? But I thought they stood pretty tough. I thought they got good quarterback play last year. I like their offseason. I think if there is a team that could potentially emerge out of the others, because you got the Chiefs, they are on their own island. I think that Baltimore and Buffalo, they are also positioned on their own island. And then way over the other side, way on the other side, you got a group of about five or six teams, and they are trying to figure out a way to get into that Baltimore-Buffalo conversation. I think the best of all those possible teams is probably the Broncos. Really good coach, potentially good quarterback, really strong defense, emerging skill position players. I think the Broncos probably have the best chance of elevation more than any of the other teams in the AFC.
I think Denver is the absolute no doubt answer. Like, we haven't done our NFL season predictions yet. We will do them at some point before the NFL season starts. And I think I'm going to be much higher on Denver than you, just the way you've talked about Denver.
You probably will be.
But in a second way to irk Chiefs fans, is the answer to this question the team that's already done it? Is it the Bengals? Because I know they have been filled with offseason drama. It's basically a tale as old as time. They fail to pay a player, there's drama, there's beef, and the 11th hour they get it done, and then they lose the first couple games of the season. It's basically what happens every year with Cincinnati. But if they can get Trey Hendrickson figured out, they finally have their first-round pick, they have what, statistically, what was the best quarterback in the NFL last year, they probably have the best wide receiver. Like, their defense, I'm not saying it's going to be good, but it's impossible to imagine it's worse. They have a new defensive coordinator. Maybe that doesn't make them the third best in the NFL, but I don't think they're going to be 32 again. And if you got Burrow and Chase, you got a shot most days. Is the team that can crash the party the team that has already crashed the party, or do they not count because they've done this? Because it feels like Cincinnati might be the answer.
I mean, I think they definitely count. I don't know if I saw Cincinnati make enough changes this offseason with the defense to make me think that they deserve to be in this conversation. I mean, we talk about Kansas City. They could maybe have the best defense in the AFC, certainly in the conversation. Denver, in that conversation. Buffalo, very capable defense. The Cincinnati defense, I think, is noticeably behind that team. I think you also mentioned some of the other teams that are in contention that you would say. Pittsburgh's defense, better than Cincinnati's. The Chargers' defense, better than them. The Broncos, we've been talking about, better defense than them. I don't know if you crashed the party with the eighth or ninth best defense. And you mentioned that you don't know if it could get much worse for the defense. I would argue, I don't know if their offense can be much better than it was last year. If you look at kind of how the season broke down for Cincinnati, I mean, Burrow was phenomenal last season. Burrow threw 652 times last year. So Burrow stayed healthy. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase had one of the best wide receiver seasons that we've seen. T. Higgins was still really good last year. They got a running back to kind of emerge that we weren't really talking about in Chase Brown. Like, I would say their team also on offense kind of peaked and did as much as you could. Now, I think Cincinnati's certainly going to be in a mix. That could be a possible playoff team. They probably just kind of ran out of time last year before having a chance to make the postseason. But if you're asking me which team do I think is more likely to crash the party, I would pick the Broncos over the Bengals for the reason I just gave. I just don't trust Cincinnati on defense. I also don't know if they've done enough up front to be able to block and protect Burrow. It just feels like we'll be having the same conversations about them that we always have come November and December.
I think we found the two teams, though. And maybe it will look foolish, and I'll say this, and in 6 months from now I'll look like an idiot because the NFL always happens. I feel like that's the grouping, though. If it's not the obvious three, Baltimore, Kansas City, Buffalo, and maybe a sneaky contender like Cincinnati or Denver, I really do not see a path for another team to be representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. I just don't. I know Colin Cowherd and Jason McIntyre like the Chargers. I would be fall out of my chair stunned if them or the Steelers or anyone in the AFC South became a Super Bowl type of team. Like, maybe this is a duh type of comment, but if it's not one of those five, and I think it's really just four, I don't think the other 12 teams in the AFC stand much of a chance to get to wherever the Super Bowl is this year. San Francisco, Santa Clara, wherever. I don't see any other team as a real Super Bowl threat in the league.
Yeah, the text line's kind of giving me a little bit about the Broncos, and that's perfectly fine. I'm looking at what Bo Nix did last season, and we talk about like sort of a expectation of progression for a quarterback. I mean, last year, Bo Nix was really good. Bo Nix completed 66% of his passes. He threw for 3,700 yards, had 29 touchdown passes and 12 interceptions last year. Now, I think what Denver is going to have to kind of combat this season is kind of like my argument with the Washington Commanders. A, they're not going to sneak up on you the way that they have in years past. I also think the schedule is going to be much more difficult for Denver this year than it was last year. And how do you kind of combat that and how do you deal with it if you are the Denver Broncos?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.